Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. We are thankful for your presence this morning. Our prayer team is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We thank God for another day. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from Psalm 3, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." Our minute with the Master today is titled Sufficient. At some point in time, we have all had the unpleasant and even embarrassing experience of being notified that our bank account had insufficient funds. This could have been caused by an unexpected expense that posted, or maybe you forgot to transfer funds from one account to another. The fact remains that it's never a pleasant experience to find out that your account is insufficient. Thankfully, we never have to worry about that in our relationship with God. It is wonderful to know that we serve an all-sufficient God. The Lord is everything that we need and more. That was a principle that David learned as he penned Psalm 3. Here in this short narrative, although David was experiencing a difficult time in his life, he reminds us that we can count on the sufficiency of God. First, David reminds us that God is omniscient. We should take comfort in the fact that God knows everything about us. He knows what we are going through, and he knows what we need him to do to help us. Secondly, we are reminded that God is omnipresent. Thank God that he is always with us and that he never leaves us. Even during the most challenging times in our lives, we can count on the presence of God. Finally, Psalm 3 serves as a reminder that we serve a God who is omnipotent. Thank God that he has all power and that he is actively at work in our lives, protecting us, providing for us, and positioning us in places of safety, security, and surety. Thank God for his sufficiency, and thank God that he has what it takes to help us survive. We simply have to trust God and know that he will never let us down. We must know that with him all things are possible. And with him, we will walk in victory. We serve an all-sufficient God. God bless you today.
Amen, and good morning to each of you. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Angelier Jean, we pray for the Lord to surround her with his presence and heal her body as she begins the treatment journey for breast cancer. We also pray for divine comfort and guidance for her daughter, Daniela. Evangelist Laura W., she is in rehab following a leg amputation. We pray for her to have a full recovery. The Tucker family, we pray for the Lord to cover them with his grace and supply their needs according to his riches and glory. Ursula B. of Houston, Texas, she is in the hospital, and we pray for her to be healed. We also pray for safe travels for Joe and Penny as they travel to see about Ursula. Ronnie M., who is Michelle M.'s brother, he is back in the hospital due to sleepless nights and constant pain due to a cancerous lesion near his spine. We are asking God to bless him with the correct medical team, so that he can receive proper care and treatment and be healed 100%. Those waiting for disability approval, we lift all those who are deserving of disability approval and ask God to allow funds to be released. Those with no job and no income coming in, we pray that every mouth has food to eat and everybody has a safe place to live. We pray there is no struggle to get access to everything that is needed for each day. Those dabbling in drugs, we make an earnest appeal to God to renew minds, turn hearts toward him, and give them a second chance to get things right. Families and friends who are in a difficult place right now, we pray God's guiding hand leads you, his wisdom gives you clarity of thought, and that he makes a way out of no way for you. all those on the call this morning. We ask God to walk with you, illuminate the path you are to follow, and give you discernment and spiritual contentment as you move throughout the day. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and their withdrawal and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find hope at we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you and we praise you. God, we magnify your name and we give you glory. God, we honor you today. We thank you for your blessings toward us. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. God, we thank you that even in this short day, God, that you have shown yourself to be faithful. God, we thank you, God, for waking us up this morning with a renewed mind, with a renewed hope, God, and with an opportunity, God, to do, God, all that you have called us to do today. And so, God, we thank you for a day of potential. God, we thank you for a day of peace. God, we thank you for a day of provision. God, we thank you for your protecting hand upon our lives today. God, we thank you that you are an all-sufficient God. You are all that we need. God is my all and all. So, God, we thank you today, and we give you glory. God, we just thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy toward us. God, we pray now, God, that you would first and foremost forgive us of our sin committed by our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Romans 3 and 23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory, God, but we thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God, today we confess our sins. God, we admit that we're flawed. We admit, God, that we have missed the mark and our lives. And so, God, we ask, oh God, that you would help us to be better today than we were on yesterday. God, we thank you because we know that you're able to do that. God, your word says that he who has begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so, God, we thank you that you never give up on us. And God, you continue to give us chance after chance. And so, God, help us today to intentionally honor you in all that we do. Help us today, God, to be your hands and your feet and perform your will in the earth. God, help us today to be in places of encouragement, to be in places of hope, to be in places, God, where people will be encouraged by our testimony. God, your word says that we should always be ready and have an answer for the hope that we have. And so, God, we know that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock we stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. And so, God, help us to stand on the foundation of your word today. Help us, oh God, to do that, God, which glorifies you. God, we come today and we turn our attention to our prayer list. And God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch, heal, set free, and deliver. God, we know that you're able to do that. And so, God, we pray for these individuals who need healing. God, we ask, oh God, that you would touch them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. We pray, oh God, that you would make their bodies to function as you created them to. God, we pray for doctors to have wisdom. We pray, God, for family to be support. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, for supernatural healing, God, and we pray, God, for all of these individuals, and we ask, oh God, that you would just touch in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for Angelia, God, and we pray, oh God, that you would touch, God. We pray for Laura, God. We ask, oh God, that you would heal. We lift up Ursula, God. We pray for running, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will do a supernatural healing in their life. God, we know that you're able to do that. And so, God, we pray that even now that you would move by your might, that you would move by your power. Your word says that by your stripes we're healed. Your word says that not all sickness is unto death. And so, God, we know that you are a God of a turnaround, God, and you're able to turn even every situation around, God. You're able to confuse doctors, God. You're able, oh God, to bring about a healing. And so, God, we just ask that you would do that. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the Tucker family, God. We pray, oh God, that you would give grace to them. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would supply all of their needs, God. We pray for families today, and we ask, oh God, that you would make our families whole, that God, you would make our families healthy, that God, you would make our families happy. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless families today. God, bless homes, God. We pray, oh God, that our home environments, God, will be a place where we can come and find a refuge and recharge and escape the cares of the world. And so, God, we pray for marital relationships. We pray for parental relationships. God, we pray for sibling relationships. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healthy and whole families, God, because we know, God, that you're able to do that. God, we pray for those who are going through today the disability process. We pray, God, that claims will be approved, that, God, that resources will be sufficient. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will show favor, and God, that you will remove all delays and all obstacles. God, we pray today that, God, you would do it, God, as we know that you're able to do it. And God, we pray for those who are without employment at the moment. We pray, God, that you would sustain them. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to provide for them, and God, that you would continue, oh God, to bless them abundantly. And God, we pray that not only will you sustain them during this time, but God, you would even help them to thrive. God, that you would help them to find suitable employment. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those who are dealing with drug abuse and drug addictions. God, we pray, oh God, that you would break strongholds. God, we pray, oh God, that you would take the taste out of their mouth. We pray, oh God, that you would give them the mental willpower to resist. God, we pray that you would surround them with people that will encourage them to do the right thing. God, we pray for those who are having difficulties in life. And we pray, oh God, that because we know that we all face challenging times at some point, God, but we continue to look to past the hills, God, because we know that all of our help comes from you. And so, God, we say thank you today. God, we pray today that you will do everything that we need you to do. But not only, God, do we come with our hand out for those things that we need, but God, we also come with our hand up, ready to serve you, ready to, God, honor you, ready to do, God, whatever you have assigned for us to do today. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that today we will not be frustrated or aggravated, but, God, we'll find our help and our hope in you. God, we thank you for what you're getting ready to do in this day. It is going to be a tremendous Tuesday, God. We're going to experience tremendous blessings in our lives. God, we're going to walk in favor. We're going, oh, God, to do, God, all that you have called us to do. We're going to excel and to do well. And so, God, we thank you at the top of this day for what you're getting ready to do. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let no evil come upon us. We thank you. In the strong and mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, all of the honor, and we give you all of the glory. We claim it done in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Thank God, and thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.